Big altcoin move coming.
This project just debuted in front of 500 million people. Here's why you shouldn't be sleepy on it.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leverage trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be discussing a crypto project that not only just debuted in front of 500 million potential eyes, but has some insane updates coming.
We should not be sleepy on this. We're talking about one of the only projects in the industry who is officially getting in front of the eyes of the masses. You know, we talk about a million different projects, you know, between OPSEC, PAL, Render, etc. But how many of them are actually being utilized by the masses, by hundreds of millions of people?
For sure.
This is a project that has now debuted on Amazon, Google, Apple. Who else can say that right now?
For sure. They're really in a league of their own when it comes to the partners they're working with, the product they're delivering. You know, we talk about narratives all the time in this show, whether it's whatever, metaverse, gaming, DeFi, but this altcoin is kind of in a league of its own because, one, they're sitting in the perfect spot with the perfect timing of the coming crypto bull run to potentially bring in all of these new investors into crypto. They want to be the first thing that they see. And with the partners that they're working with, the biggest media streaming companies in the world, Amazon, Apple, Google, plus Tubi, which is owned by Fox, they're in the perfect position to do it.
Absolutely. So look, we have a massive influx of people right now flooding to the crypto markets. Coinbase is starting to rise to the App Store. We have friends asking us about crypto. Where else are you going to turn to get really simple, fun, digestible content besides our channel? But other than, you know, killer whales and what Hello Labs has brought to the table.
For sure. So by now you probably realize we're talking about Hello Labs. And although we have been discussing this project and the show Killer Whales on our show for a while, we felt it was the perfect time to bring you guys a huge update because this project has some insane things in store. Yes, they just debuted Killer Whales. And yes, Killer Whales is now out on these mainstream streaming platforms. But we think the best is absolutely yes to come. They've got some insane changes to the ecosystem, the token utility, the roadmap, the catalysts. And as you said before the episode when we were just chatting, Hello Labs doesn't do anything in a small way. They do everything massive. So now is not the time to look away from this project. Now is the time to lock in.
So I think, you know, we've watched the show because we have crypto wallets. We know we've been following the Hello for a long time. We know exactly how to get on there and watch it. But what I think, a lot of people still don't understand, you know, how to attach their Binance Smart Chain wallet to Hello TV to be able to watch the show right away. So maybe we can read through our comments. Everybody's like, when marketing, why isn't the show doing good? All these things. Relax. Because it only debuted on Hello's small platform.
It's like a test.
It's a test run.
Yep.
Now it's hitting the mainstream.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
So this is when we're going to start to see things kick off. And we've watched a show.
The show is great.
I fucking find it hilarious. Yeah. And really entertaining. Short segments. Different industries. You get to learn about DeFi. To learn about security, Web3, gaming, etc. So that in its own mind, I can see, like, you know, my partner, my girlfriend watching it. And I can see people being like, this is great. This is hilarious. Now I understand why you're in the industry. And that mass adoption is going to continue to pile in.
For sure. We knew from the get-go that with Paul Kaslin producing this show, it was going to be a banger show. As you said, it's engaging, it's funny, it's dramatic. The judges do a really good job. And keep in mind, this is only season one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Think about, so you always compare it to Shark Tank. I bet you if you go back and look at Shark Tank in season one, you'd be like, wow, it's come such a long way. Right? Both in terms of the concepts, the production, the judges, you get to know them, right? So you're judging a show in the first couple of episodes, but already I think the show is absolutely phenomenal. And then when you look at some of the moves they've been making lately and some of the feedback. Now, in terms of community feedback, when a project is moving along, you always have to listen to, even if it's not in crypto, as a business, you have to listen to your customers, right? Yeah. You listen to your community. They'll tell you what they want you to do. They'll tell you the problems you have. Now, Hello has been listening to the community. They're making some massive changes to the ecosystem based on the feedback of the community. And with some new integrations, they're actually making it even easier to get involved with the Hello Labs ecosystem.
So one of the biggest concerns was token utility. What's the token utility? Use a little bit of my Hello, be able to watch on Hello TV. Great. But why not just watch it on one of these other streaming platforms? Well, A, if you watched it last month, you're going to be a lot earlier to the projects before they hit the mass media.
Yep.
Which is a competitive advantage. You kind of want that to happen. Because when FX1, all of a sudden, people start to see that there's this AI sports betting platform that's about to hit, I feel like there's going to be a bunch of investors flooding in.
For sure.
But we watched the show early. We know we're going to be in early, and then it's going to skyrocket. Not financial advice. But the other utility, now it's like they've introduced this burning mechanism. So the more... pretty much like in layman's terms, every additional person that now watches this show will make Hello deflationary.
Yep. So it's a burn mechanism. Everyone's always talking about they want deflationary tokenomics. They want, you know, it helps the chart pump, you know, whatever you want to say. But really, it's about token utility. So if you watch the show via Hello TV, your tokens are burnt. They're doing buybacks and burning the token. And then to increase, and I think this is potentially the biggest one. Now, we always talk about revenue sharing on this show and tokens. Now, what Hello is bringing out could be potentially a world first. So what they're proposing is that they're going to be doing a token buyback of the revenue share that they're getting from streaming platforms like Amazon, Apple, Google, Tubi, etc. So that means that if people are paying to watch the show on any of these mainstream streaming platforms, Hello is looking to buy back tokens and burn them based on that revenue. And for something like Tubi, where it's free to watch, they make money via ad share. And so that means that the more people that watch it, the more ad share they get, and they're going to take that money and potentially buy back Hello tokens.
So let's say we have 20 million people watching this show. That's a lot of eyes.
Yep.
An ad like that will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. So if Tubi wants to get some ads up on there, guess where those hundreds of thousands of dollars are going? They're burning the Hello token.
Yeah. So now there's going to be a direct correlation between the number of people watching the show on mainstream streaming platforms and the performance of the Hello token, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, think about a scenario like this. As we are heading into the bull run, you can already tell, you know, people that are not in crypto are messaging me. You can start to see mainstream headlines starting to creep in. We're, you know, hopefully we're just at the start of this crypto bull run. We've got a long while to go. Now, as crypto continues to go viral, the public sentiment grows, all it's going to take is for a couple people to be like, look, when we go on to any of these mainstream streaming platforms, there's not a lot of shows or movies about crypto. There's a few documentaries that just paint crypto in a terrible light.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about Killer Whales, the only very well-produced show about crypto, this thing could easily go viral. And then it starts getting sent around social media. People start paying to watch it. Celebrities start tweeting about it, whatever, you know what I mean? Paul Kaz and these guys have connections. Then this mass amount of revenue starts coming into Hello via the streaming platforms, which is then burning the Hello token. Think about the snowball effect that could create.
Yeah, it's reaching that critical mass. And once it does, it's really hard to stop.
Yeah.
Then we have to also talk about, you know, there's also season two, and we had Paul in for an interview. We know that there's also a gaming ecosystem that will be introduced. And like you alluded to at the beginning of the episode, Hello Labs doesn't do anything small. When they're at a $2 million market cap, they're already working with Sony Music.
Yep.
So he kind of said, look, we got some things we're working on the gaming ecosystem side of things that's going to rock the world as well.
For sure.
Think about what's going to happen with the Hello token and the utility that we'll see within that ecosystem. So if I'm a holder right now, I'm excited for the future.
100%. And you can tell that Paul and the Hello team are always making the right moves at the right time. For example, I'm sure if anyone's watching the show, you've been trading on Ethereum lately. Now, what's wrong with Ethereum lately? Gas fees are out of control. You're paying between $100 to $200 American for gas fees, which is not sustainable. Now, Hello, who transferred over to Ethereum about a year ago, they were originally on Binance Smart Chain. Now they said, look, what's arguably the hottest ecosystem in crypto? Solana. What ecosystem has basically zero gas fees and is fast and you know, it's an easy way to import new people into crypto? Solana. Well, what has Hello done? Boom. They're porting over to Solana. So you can just see that. They see the trend. They're ahead of the trend. Boom. Hello Token is going to be on Solana soon, which is going to save people tons in gas fees. And when you look into the future about Hello moving into the gaming space, you can't build games on Ethereum.
No.
You can't. But Solana could become the top blockchain for anything gaming. I've already seen some of the biggest gaming projects launch on Solana. So maybe Hello is actually five steps ahead of us here. And they're saying, look, if we're going to move into gaming, it's going to be on Solana.
Yeah, if you're looking for speed and scalability, I've never been a fan of the Solana blockchain just due to the amount of outages and the VC backings, et cetera. But like, look, if you can't beat them, join them. And I think making that move to Solana is huge. The amount of liquidity over there right now is like the TVL is skyrocketing.
Yeah.
There's so much liquidity on that chain with super cheap fees. That is going to help Hello, I think, tremendously gain access to a whole new set of investors and a whole new set of eyes.
For sure. And, you know, a lot of these moves have been happening over the last few weeks, you know, a month or so since kind of this whole community feedback thing has started. And one thing which I think, you know, we think personally has spurred this move is Paul Kaslin, who is the founder. He started Doge Dash. He started Hello Labs. You know, this is his brainchild, really. He has now taken over the reins as CEO of the project. And Paul, in our opinion, is the right man for the job. He hears the community. He's very, you know, communicating with everyone. Yeah. I think that with him as the CEO of Hello Labs, the ship is going to be steered in the right direction. And we have our full faith in this project.
Absolutely. Look, this is one of our favorites. We've been in it since the get-go. I think you can't argue with the partners, the moves that are being made. I think there's a long way to go for Hello still.
Yeah, 100%. With, you know, improved tokenomics, improved token utility, insane partners, TV launches onto Solana, game ecosystem. This thing, it could, that's why we said, there's a big moves. Big moves are definitely happening with Hello. And obviously, it's not financial advice. You know, we both own bags of the Hello token as we have for a very long time since the beginning. This is just our personal opinion, but you know our opinion. We love this project.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.